From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates ports and boats in Toba Lake. Indonesia records trade surplus of $2.92 billion with China. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. We start with the national news. President Joko Widodo officiated 7 ferry ports and 4 motorized passenger boats in the Aljibata Port Pier area, Toba District, North Sumatra on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he expects that the ferry ports and boats will assist Lake Toba's operation as one of the state's leading tourism destinations. He also expects that the operation of these ports and ships would support Lake Toba's position as one of the super priority leading tourism destinations in Indonesia. Access to various places on Lake Toba will be easier, faster, and smoother. He further stated that the ferry port and boats are vital to facilitate daily activities of people around Lake Toba, such as going to and from a port as well as interconnectivity among the sub-district or districts. Hence, to meet their needs, the government, through the Transportation Ministry, has built a total of 13 ferry ports over 7 districts. Indonesia recorded a trade surplus of $2.92 billion with China last year and emerged as Beijing's third largest trade partner among Asian member states. The performance of foreign trade with China during the January to December 2021 period was encouraging. This was affirmed by Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, in Beijing on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. Quoting China Customs GACC data, Ambassador Jauhari said that the trade between Indonesia and China jumped 58.43% year-on-year to $124.34 billion last year. He also stated that accordingly, Indonesia's ranking among Asian member states in terms of trade with China also increased. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said that she is optimistic that Indonesia's economy will show higher growth in the first quarter of 2022 compared to the year-ago period, despite the increase in Omicron infections. The government is quite optimistic that Indonesia's economy in the first quarter of 2022 will not be heavily affected by the increase in Omicron cases. This was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani at the press conference organized by the Financial System Stability Committee, KSSK, on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, she noted earlier, when the number of cases rose following the 2020 Christmas and 2021 New Year's holidays, the government has enforced large-scale social restrictions, PSBB, which caused Indonesia's economy to contract by 0.7%. President Joko Widodo instructed the Presidential Staff Office KSP's official to have telemedicine drugs delivered at the earliest or within a matter of hours. This was reported by KSP's main expert staff, Abraham Ramoto, in the press statement on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, President Joko Widodo's order came about as a response to a report from people concerning the tardiness of telemedicine drugs delivery. Abraham also noted the president had ordered to examine the cause behind this and to ensure that the medicine could arrive in a matter of hours. The Ministry of Agriculture is developing organic fertilizer to restore nutrient in agricultural land to increase productivity of the country's agricultural products. Since the domestic agricultural productivity is affected by low levels of organic elements in the existing agricultural land. This was stated by Director General of Agricultural Infrastructure and Utilities at the Ministry, Ali Jamil, during a meeting with the House of Representatives DPRRI on Wednesday. As quoted by Antara, Jamil also remarked that one of the targets of the Ministry of Agriculture is to raise the productivity of agricultural products such as rice from 5.19 tons of dry unhusked rice, or GKP, per hectare to 6 tons per hectare. Let's move on to the international news. France will on Thursday aim to refine plans to send troops to Romania as part of future NATO missions as it seeks to give further reassurance to the Black Sea nations amid tensions with Russia. As reported by Reuters.com, Romania has sought to address its own security concerns after Russia massed tens of thousands of troops near Ukraine's border. It has prompted fears of a conflict that could spill over into Romania, which has a 600-kilometer border with Ukraine. The United States said on Wednesday it would send nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to reinforce Eastern European NATO allies in the face of what Washington describes as a Russian threat to invade Ukraine. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach stated on Thursday that the Beijing Olympics officially opening on Friday will be safe and outstanding while also ushering in a new era for global winter sport. As reported by Reuters.com, the Chinese capital will become the first city to host both summer and winter edition of the Olympics, while organizers have pledged to bring winter sports to some 300 million people in the country. Thomas Bach has also expressed his thanks to the excellent work of the organizing committee that everything is in place for safe and outstanding winter games. New Zealand has announced a phased reopening of its border as the country starts to ease some of the world's toughest COVID-19 restriction. As reported by BBC.com, Prime Minister of New Zealand Jacinda Ardern says that vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia... As reported by BBC.com, Prime Minister of New Zealand Jacinda Ardern says that vaccinated New Zealanders in Australia will be able to go home from 27 of February, and JAB citizens in the rest of the world can do so from 13 March. She has also said that we'll have to self-isolate for 10 days, but mandatory stays at the state quarantine facilities will be scrapped. The plan includes 5 stages. New Zealand's borders have largely been closed for almost 2 years because of the pandemic. Listener, let's move on to commentary for today on North Korea has their biggest missile launch since 2017.
North Korea confirmed on Monday that they tested their intermediate-range ballistic missile, or IRBM, Hwasong-12, on Sunday. Therefore, Pyongyang had made a record of 7 missile launches in just a month, January 2022. This was the biggest missile launch since 2017 and caused concern among the international community, mainly the US, South Korea, Japan, and other countries, including United Nations. This concern was not baseless. With their full power, this missile can fly across thousands of miles, reaching beyond South Korea and Japan, even to Guam that belongs to a US military base. Therefore, the US, supported by England and France, had requested the UN Security Council to have a close meeting this Thursday discussing the IRBM launch by North Korea. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday condemned the launch and urged the North Korea to stop taking the counterproductive act further. According to a UN spokesperson, Farhan Haq, the act by Pyongyang violated the moratorium announced by the country back in 2018 about similar launchings and resolution of the UN Security Council. Since 2006, North Korea has been given sanctions by the UN, strengthened by the Security Council for years, in a bid to target the funding of Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. But why does North Korea still dare to continue their missile test? According to Professor Kim Dong-yup, former South Korean Navy commander, the launch by North Korea was a show that the country is moving fast to an effective and total nuclear defense capability. After the missile test on January 5th and 10th,
Pyongyang claimed to successfully test their hypersonic glide vehicle, or HGV, and maneuverable re-entry vehicle, or MARV. He affirmed that Korea is developing a technology that can defeat the expensive and complex missile defense system of the US and Japan in the Korean Peninsula. However, the main target of North Korea is not other countries, but their own defense. We can only hope that this view is right and in line with what is planned by North Korea. Otherwise, the crisis in the Korean Peninsula can only get worse. Peace is always beautiful. Although not without conflict, peace is an ability to handle a conflict in a peaceful way.
That was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on February 3, 1944, when United States of American troops invaded the Marshall Islands. The Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War I, stipulated that the islands originally under German control, including the Marshall Islands, the Carolinas, and the Mariana, were ceded to Japan under the supervision of the League of Nations. However, Japan withdrew from the League of Nations in 1933 and made the islands in the Pacific as military bases. During World War II, the islands became the target of Allied attacks, and finally, on February 3, 1944, the Marshall Islands fell into the hands of the United States. next event is that in 1957, the world's first electric watch was introduced at Lancaster. The first wristwatches were introduced in the 16th century. At the time, all watches and other timekeeping devices used manual mechanical propulsion. Electrically powered watches were firstly introduced by Hamilton Watch Company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, United States on February 3, 1957. The existence of electric watches did not last long until Seiko from Japan introduced the first quartz or battery-driven wristwatch in the world. We end today in history with the event in 2007, suicide bombing attack at Sadriyah Market, Baghdad, Iraq. A suicide bomb attack took place at Sadriyah Market in Baghdad by detonating a truck bomb on February 3, 2007. This suicide attack killed at least 135 people and injured 339 others. The bomb, estimated to weigh 1 ton, destroyed at least 10 buildings and stalls marked in the Shia Muslim area. The timing of the bombing was planned in such a way as to cause as many casualties as possible because it was detonated shortly before the curfew was imposed. At the time, people wanted to buy food before going home. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku walau hanya sesaat. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Wow. Hanya sesaat ku tahu. tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Smart City and Community Innovation Center at Bandung Institute of Technology ITB in Bandung, West Java, released research about Indonesian digital transformation and smart city rating 2021. Based on the research, 5 cities rank the highest in the city caring for climate change category. Head of the Smart City and Community Innovation Center, Professor Suhono Harso Subangkat, in a written statement in Bandung on Tuesday, said that the 5 cities are Semarang, Surabaya, Bogor, Bandung, and Tangerang. He further explained that a smart city is a city that is able to manage various resources effectively and efficiently to solve various urban challenges by using a smart solution. They must provide city infrastructure, facilities, and services that can improve their people's life quality. There is a special assessment for this category to find a city support in facing climate change that affect the Earth's surface temperature resulting from the increasing carbon dioxide. The indicator for its include the use of renewable energy, vehicle reductions, and environment management. These indicators also discuss more details about energy substitution, energy saving, vehicle implementation, public transport use, and green open space increase. Professor Suhono also stated that along with urbanization, issues in the city also grow. Population density with an uncontrolled carbon condition can threaten the world's climate change. Meanwhile, according to the City Transition Coalition, cities are responsible for 75% of global carbon emission. Some cities in Indonesia have been aware of the importance of focusing on reducing the impact of global climate change.
Maaf telah sayang padamu. Kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku dirimu yang ada untukku,
yang ada untukku.
Berikan senyuman indah padaku. Tak ingin ku melepaskanmu. Oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau tak dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Oh, izinkanku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan sana berikan cintamu. Kau selalu ada untukku. Izinkan ku untuk memilikimu. Oh, izinkan ku dekat denganmu. Tak ingin engkau
are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Mojokerto City in East Java Province is known to store not only Majapahit heritage sites such as Trowulan, but also interesting tourism attractions such as Bukit Kayu Putih in Mojokerto. This tourism spot offers a beautiful natural panorama. At sunset, its beauty is presented against the backdrop of three mountains, namely Mount Penanggungan in Mojokerto, Manwalirang in Blitar, and Mount Arjuno. Bukit Kayu Putih is precisely located in Jetis District, Mojokerto Regency, East Java Province. The distance from the center of Mojokerto Regency to Bukit Kayu Putih is about 10.5 kilometers and takes approximately 10 to 20 minutes by motor vehicle. The name Bukit Kayu Putih is inspired by the contours of the land, which is filled with eucalyptus plants. To enter this attraction, you have to pay an entrance ticket worth 5,000 rupiah for children, and for adults, the fare is 10,000 rupiah per person. Traveling here, you can enjoy all the views of Bukit Kayu Putih, namely the beauty of three mountains in East Java. In addition, you can also enjoy rides at Bukit Kayu Putih such as a swimming pool, selfie spots, and food court selling East Java specialties. The swimming pool at Bukit Kayu Putih is specially made for children, so its depth is only 60 centimeters. Parents who accompany their children can sit and relax in the tent around the swimming pool. This year, Bukit Kayu Putih provides education on the manufacture of eucalyptus oil in collaboration with Perum Perhutani. Next, you can learn directly the process of making eucalyptus oil while enjoying the view. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Bukit Kayu Putih implements strict health protocols. Those of you who come are required to show a COVID-19 vaccine certificate and scan the Peduli Lindungi application. The management limits the number of visitors to Bukit Kayu Putih to around 1,000 people per day.
Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh. jauh masa depan. Kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Dan ku berikan semangat terbaikku, cintaku untukmu negeriku. Masa depan yang indah bersamamu, tersenyumlah Indonesia.
Thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
According to the researchers of the Mechanical Engineering Study Program at the Faculty of Engineering Gajah Mada University, UGM, Dr. Gesang Nugroho, in recent years, Indonesia's forest area has been shrinking mostly due to forest fires and illegal logging. Geographical conditions, extensive peatlands, lack of road access, limited human resources, and lack of facilities pose major problems in monitoring and extinguish fires early. Therefore, early detection of hot spots in the forest is needed to avoid the spread of forest fires. Seeing this problem, Dr. Gesang Nugroho has developed a drone for early detection of forest fires. The drone is named Elang Caraka. The drone Elang Caraka is designed to be able to fly for 6 hours with a distance of 200 km to carry out regional surveillance autonomously. Dr. Gesang Nugroho explains that the operator can control the drone remotely and view the recorded image directly through the monitor on the ground control station. Elang Caraka has a wingspan of 3.6 meters and a fuselage of 1.92 meters and is equipped with a thermal camera to transmit live aerial footage which can be viewed on the ground. The drone can detect fires with the intelligent electrical nose or e-nose sensor, which is able to detect the presence of smoke, which is indicated by an increase in the output graph of the intelligent sensor compared to normal smokeless conditions. E-nose works like a human nose, using an array of gas sensors that can detect the smoke. Elang Caraka can also be operated day and night. This drone has a plus because the fire monitoring, which has so far used helicopters, can only be drawn during the day. So, if a forest fire occurs at night, the fire has already ground and is more difficult to extinguish. In addition, there is much operational cost, but Elang Caraka is cheaper than helicopters. So it is hoped that the presence of the Elang Caraka drone will be able to reduce the number of forest fires in Indonesia. That's Miss Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini. Bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati. Tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wa chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Corco, de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Today, we will present to you with the song Nuansa Bening by Kinan Nasution. The name Kinan Nasution became known when he founded the Sabda Nada Group in 1966 with his brothers in colleges. After having a career with several other bands,He continued to pursue solo career and released his debut album entitled Di Batas Angan Angan in 1978 with his hit song Nuansa Bening. The song is also popular again among the younger generation since it was sung again by Fifty Aldiano in 2008. Listener, here is Kinan Nasution with the song Nuansa Bening.
Saja waktu pertalian terjalin sudah ada yang menarik pancaran diri terus mengganggu mendengar cerita sehari-hari yang wajar tapi tetapJada kejutan Pesona diri Pertama ku jabat Jemari tanganmu Biasa saja Masa berkenalan Lewatlah sudahAda yang menarik Bayang-bayangmu Tak mau pergi Dirimu nuansa Nuansa ilham Hamparan laut Tiada bertepi
pesona diri pertama ku dapat jemari tanganmu biasa saja. Masa perkenalan lewatlah sudah, ada yang menarik bayang-bayangmu tak mau pergi. Dirimu nuansa nuansa ilham, hamparan laut tiada bertepi. Kini terasa sungguh semakin engkau jauh, semakin terasa dekat. Akan ku kembangkan kasih yang dalam hatiku. Menangkap nuansa-nuansa benih, terusnya doa bercinta. Kini terasa sungguh, semakin engkau jauh, semakin terasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan diriku tak
Voice of Indonesia.
Our listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.